Welcome everyone to this week's edition of 10 Minute Tix Talks. I'm your host, Michael Brinkman from the Ultimate Toolkit. I am very excited for this week's guest. We have a recently crowned WNBA champion here with us today. We have Kyle Waters, who is the Senior VP of Ticket Sales and Service with the Seattle Storm. Welcome, Kyle, and congrats on your recent championship.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on today.
Yeah, we're excited for this conversation. So let's jump right in on that championship. It obviously happened just here a week or two ago. And is there a way you can kind of quantify what a championship means to a team in terms of overall revenue or just kind of fan reaction in general? What have you seen the past couple weeks here?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for starters, our merchandise sales, you know, like our online team shop, has sold significantly a lot more than what we normally would. You know, coming off of a championship, we sold a six-figure merchandise revenue number within 24 hours of coming off the championship. And that revenue number was 20 times what we would normally sell in a day on a regular day. And that momentum has continued over the last week or so. But yeah, just within one day, it was 20 times what you would normally expect in a day coming off all of the excitement with the championship. And then as it relates to new full season ticket sales and memberships for next season, we've already sold more new season tickets for next season and revenue than we ever have at any other year at this timestamp, at this date of as of October 15th. We've never sold this much new full season revenue for the following season. So again, with all the obstacles with COVID and all the uncertainty, the championship significantly helps us overcome those challenges as well.
That's great. I'll just kind of add in there too. I mean, you mentioned the success on the ticket side. Is there anything that you can relate that to in terms of, I mean, obviously the team's working hard and things like that, but is that a big outbound effort you've had over the past month or two with that?
Yeah, so we've kept our ticket sales team on board through this whole year. We've had zero turnover, and our reps have been working on their leads all season. You know, sending emails, making phone calls, text messaging with prospects, and really building up that pipeline so that we were able to maximize the championship when it came. And about 80% of our season ticket sales are sold by reps and sold over the phone or via email. The majority of our sales are outbound, not inbound. So it really is a credit to the sales team and those relationships they built on the front end. Whereas merchandise, that's all online, that's all inbound. It's higher volume, it's not as big of like a revenue, you know, per purchase. All that's coming inbound, outbound, our sales reps are selling the premium product and the premium dollars.
And that brings up another point. Let's touch a little bit on your merchandise. I know you guys, prior to the championship, were one of the first teams to create a merchandise package. You worked with Nike actually directly there and created the Champions Club. Can you tell us a little bit about that program and the success that you've had with that?
Yeah, sure. You know, so what happened here was it was in March, I think, that COVID really, you know, became a big deal. And then we stopped selling tickets, like March, April, May, like that time frame. We went on hold and our sales team started focusing on trainings and how are we going to get through this. And then we worked with our marketing team to create a different product to sell. So we're like, well, we can't sell tickets right now because we don't know if we're going to play any games at home this year. But what else could we create and sell to our fans at a premium price that we could, you know, make commission and satisfy people that want to spend money with us? So we came up with the Champions Club. And what it is it's a club where there's two different levels. As a fan, you can either be a legend or an all-star. A legend, it was a $2,000 membership subscription. All-star, $1,000 level subscription. And you get three shipments of exclusive Nike gear that's Seattle Storm branded, that's only available to people that purchase into this club. So it's all the really unique stuff that, you know, that you wouldn't be able to buy at the team shop or buy online. And it's a way to kind of differentiate yourself as a fan to have the coolest swag, but also support our organization in a big way as well during these difficult times. So yeah, it's like, you know, we do like one shipment every 2 to 3 months. Every 2 to 3 months, we give them a new catalog. They get to customize their gear and pick between like different t-shirt styles, sweatshirts, all that cool stuff. And it's been a big success. And one of the reasons why it's been successful too is we've had members that said, hey, you know, we'd still like you to keep the money this year. It's not your fault. We're not playing a season. And so then we thanked those members by opting them into this Champions Club and said, okay, we're going to take the money you're going to spend with us this year on tickets, apply it to this merchandise club instead. And so that way it's a win-win. You're continuing to support us, but also you're going to be a champion and get exclusive swag. It turned out nicely. You know, we came up with this Champions Club in July, and then it's just by coincidence, we also went on to win the championship. So perfect synergy, perfect harmony there. We were referring to our fans as champions for stepping up and supporting us in a big way. But in the end, we all ended up being champions, which is great.
Yeah, that's very fun. Would you say that you've noticed, I mean, is it mostly your season ticket holders that are purchasing that package, or are you finding some new fans that are interested in the merchandise package, or what's that look like?
So it's pretty amazing. About half of the buyers were season ticket holders, and a lot of them were VIPs, like the court side, our biggest donors sort of thing. And then there's another half of buyers that included many people buying from the other side of the country and also out of the country. So we had buyers from Australia, Hong Kong, I think we had Japan. We had all these fans that actually we didn't even have in our ticket buying database that live all over the world and global that we're buying this Champions Club subscription, which is really kind of an eye opener of how, you know, fans follow us worldwide even more than we knew, usually just focusing on our smaller, like 1 hour to the arena radius selling tickets. All these people all over the world started buying this online. And then when they would purchase, then our reps would reach out, get to know them, hear about their fandom, hear about their stories, who's their favorite player, how long have they been a Storm fan. And then those have led to us being able to put that information into our CRM and see what can we do further, you know, to enhance these relationships with people that we didn't even know we had as fans worldwide.
That's a great story. And you can tell you've started a great program there too, just because you have other teams that are kind of copying the idea and starting the same type of thing out there. But congrats on being the first and obviously working with a company like Nike to put something like that together. That's great. So rolling to our next question here, I know you guys have been very active on the virtual event side for group leaders and other types of ticket buyers as well. Can you tell us a little bit about those events, and do you plan on continuing those through the course of the next year?
Yeah, sure. So the first event that we did this year was with Sue Bird, Diana Taurasi, Holly Rowe, and Rebecca Lobo from ESPN. And it was a really cool one. We actually teamed up with the Phoenix Mercury, another one of our teams that has Taurasi as their legend. We have Sue Bird as ours. And we did it as a joint member event. And it was an opportunity for the fans, our season ticket holders of both teams, to hear directly from Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi how they were both feeling about heading into the Wubble, playing in Bradenton, Florida, and you know how well they felt they were being taken care of by the league, what their concerns are, and really like an honest talk with the fans so the fans could gauge if they wanted to support the teams or not and how should they feel as season ticket holders through it all. So that was the first event we did, and we ended it with Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi asking the members for their support. Like, you know, hey, please take the money you put down on season tickets this year and apply it to next year. It really helps us financially. It helps the league and all that kind of positive, you know, reinforcement that the fans needed to hear. So that was the first event we did. Later in the year, we did an event with our whole entire team inside the Wubble for our season ticket holders. And that was really cool. That was right before the playoffs started. And it was an opportunity for the fans to hear what's the experience been like on and off the court, and how is the team mentally preparing to try to win another championship. So that was super cool inside the Wubble. And then with this Champions Club that we were talking about previously, another benefit of buying the subscription is an exclusive virtual event once every few months with one of our players or coaches. And so we did a Champions Club virtual event in August with our rookie, Ezzy Magbegor. And it was an opportunity for champions only the people that bought the subscription boxes, to meet Ezzy up close and personal and hear about what her experience has been like as a rookie with the Storm. So those are a few of the virtual events we've done with our, you know, folks spending money with us. We also did community relations, social responsibility, corporate partner virtual events this year to deliver on what was contracted with sponsors to give back to the community. And we found that some of those events had nice tie-ins with our group leaders, such as like in the youth basketball community or our nonprofits and so forth. And so we invited those group leaders and those organizations to join those virtual events to make the most of those that we're already doing for the community anyways. And we did those at no cost.
And what a great way just to kind of stay in front of them and keep, you know, top of mind type of thing, and, you know, be able to talk to those great group leaders, you know, through the course of the year when you're not necessarily seeing them at the arena. But yeah, great idea. Well, we really appreciate your time. This has been fantastic. So congrats again on the championship, and good luck with the continued success in your sales here in the off season heading towards next year. And we look forward to keeping in touch with you and talking to you soon.
Cool. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah. I enjoyed talking with you today. I appreciate it.